Study of the white magical part of cosmic fire. We began with the mental plane last time, and I'm going to have a meditation in which we can review those rules for the mental plane, and then the first part of the rule 7 upstairs has in it also a kind of a review. So we'll have a good basis for what we were doing, and then we will get into the 5 rules for the emotional plane. I'll tell you more about what's happening when we're upstairs later. Right now, this meditation is very simple. It's simply going to be giving us the chance to contemplate these first 5 rules, 6 rules, and try to apply the process that we learn about here to our own creative life, because we're always making thought forms. And you know the old saying, before a thought form is by the constructed vision its purpose, ascertain its goal, verify the motive. So if we all constructed thought forms with those things in mind, plus following as much of the ancient rules as we can, we would be on our way to becoming white magicians. It'll be a few centuries yet before that can really be possible, but we have to begin somewhere. So, let us just settle in. And use the steady breath. As we quiet the vehicles, we realize that we are the observer of the vehicles, and we disidentify from them. We abstract ourselves from all the things we usually think we are. Can we take a moment to register our identity as that of the soul in incarnation? We imagine the connection existing between the soul in incarnation, which we are, and the soul on its own plane, which we also are. And we imagine ourselves centered as a point of being and of consciousness in the midst of the soul field. As if we are in the presence of the light of the soul, the love of the soul, the sacrificial will of the soul. The growing sense of synthesis of the soul. We affirm to ourselves that we stand together in the presence of a deep wisdom which knows and understands far more than we do when we are simply being the personality. from this place of wisdom, we will ponder together the six rules of the mental plane, white magic on the mental plane, seeking a deeper understanding of these rules and to see how they may apply to our life of discipleship service. The solar angel collects himself, scatters not his force, but in meditation deep, communicates with his reflection. The solar angel collects himself, scatters not his force, but in meditation deep, communicates with his reflection. When the shadow hath responded in meditation deep, the work proceedeth. The lower light is thrown upward, the greater light illuminates the three, and the work of the four proceedeth. When the shadow hath responded, in meditation deep, the work proceedeth. The lower light is thrown upward, greater light illuminates the three, and the work of the four proceedeth. the energy circulates. The point of light, the product of the labors of the four, waxeth and groweth. The myriads gather round its glowing warmth until its light recedes, its fire grows dim. Then shall the second sound go forth. The energy circulates. The point of light, the product of the labors of the four, waxeth and groweth. The myriads gather round its glowing warmth until its light recedes, its fire grows dim. Then shall the second sound go forth. Sound, light, vibration, and the form blend and merge. And thus the work is one. It proceedeth under the law, and naught can hinder now the work from going forward. The man breathes deeply. He concentrates his forces and drives the thought form from him. Sound, light, vibration, and the form blend and merge, and thus the work is one. It proceedeth under the law, and naught can hinder now the work from going forward. The man breathes deeply. He concentrates his forces and drives the thought form from him. three things engage the solar angel before the sheath created passes downward. The condition of the waters, the safety of the one who thus creates, and steady contemplation. Thus are the heart, the throat, and eye allied for triple service. Three things engage the solar angel before the sheath created passes downward. The condition of the waters, the safety of the one who thus creates, and steady contemplation. Thus are the heart, the throat, and eye allied for triple service. And finally, the sixth rule. The devas of the lower four feel the force when the eye opens. They are driven forth and lose their master. The devas of the lower four feel the force when the eye opens. They are driven forth and lose their master. Within us, the solar angel, focused in part on the higher mental plane, seeks to create, in line with the plan, through its personality. This process is going on in every one of us. Soul in incarnation, in the midst of personality life, become somewhat aware of this higher impression coming from the solar angel. And we meditate upon this growing impression. We throw the light of the personality towards the soul, building the first part of the antikarana, and the light of the soul continues to throw its light downward, illuminating our process in the three worlds. We meditate, the solar angel meditates. It is a dual, mutually reinforcing process. Because of this meditation, a point of light is created upon the mental plane. It will grow into that which we are together creating, a thought form to be used to further the plan. This thought form keeps growing because of the soul's meditation and the meditation of the soul in incarnation, ourselves. It is magnetic, and the many elemental and devic forces are drawn to this point of light, gathering around that point until the point is covered, its light is no longer seen. We are creating a form on the mental plane. the soul has sounded its note, we have responded to that note and begun to create together, and now we, the magician in the three worlds, focused in the physical etheric brain, we sound the sacred word, the second sound goes forth, and by the sounding of this sacred word, we strengthen, from our position, the thought form. Then shall the second sound, which we sound, go forth. A creative process is happening. There is sound, there is light, there is vibration, there is the form, and all of these come together. The form is growing stronger. There is a momentum now. We are following the law, and the work will go forward because the law is followed. We become more focused. We concentrate our forces. We breathe in the power to propel the thought form forward so that it becomes more objective to us. And on the breath, we breathe the thought form onto the mental plane. We drive the thought form from us. This form will have to pass downward, gaining an astral sheath, an etheric sheath, and finally a dense physical sheath. But we cannot let it pass downward until certain conditions are fulfilled. The Solar Angel works at helping to fulfill these conditions. Our astral body must be in the right state. Our motive must be correct. Only selfish motive will cause great problem. Selfless motive will ensure success. So we see to the condition of our astral waters. We are given also a protective mantram involving the throat center. The soul knows the mantram, and either the master or the soul gives us this mantram to protect our vehicles. We use the heart to bring the astral body into the right condition. We use the throat to protect our nature with the correct mantram. And we use the eye to contemplate the thought form and increase its power. Thus are the heart, the throat, and eye allied for triple service. The inner eye is opening within the etheric brain. The pineal gland is being stimulated. And this affects the elementals of our nature. When the eye opens, the personality elemental is weakened. It no longer is the master of the lower energies. Instead, the solar angel working through the etheric brain and the pineal gland becomes the master of the creative process. It will be a selfless, service-oriented creative process. Otherwise, the magician is in danger. All of us are creating something that we want to bring into manifestation. And we can learn to use these rules to a certain extent to improve our white magical creativity. What is it we are trying to create? as we continue to study the white magical process in Cosmic Fire, supplemented by a treatise in white magic, let us hold in mind what it is we are trying to create. It can be a form in the outer world. It can be a better personality. With this in mind, we will quietly together, holding our alignment, sound the great invocation. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Oh. Okay. So that's our little review. You know, pieces are missing in this process. DK hasn't given us the whole thing, of course, because he knows exactly what we would do. We'd get to work in the semi-darkness, creating things that were a danger to ourselves and others. But he's given us enough, he says, so that when he is in a position to give us the rest, we will have done the mental work we need to rapidly assimilate what he is giving. So we are building the platform, and there are a lot of hints here as to what one can do to be effective. You know, a lot of us, we don't work with our minds in the magical creative process the way we could. We just start doing things. You know, we're more or less thinking about it, and we just do, and something happens, a result is created, but we don't really work as well with the careful premeditated energies as we could. So that's what we're trying to learn here. The whole Cosmic Fire book is, in a way, it's about manifestation. It's about bringing the fires down into form on the physical plane. It's a book of occultism, really, isn't it? It's not a mystical book. It's quite scientific, really. So we're training our minds so we can learn these things and become effective co-creators with the hierarchy. Is there anything anyone would like to share about this process, which always bears repeating, I think? You know, the reading of the... Anything you would like to say, anything occur to you, impress you, realization, whatever? I hear Karen trying to say something. Always first, you know, she'll always be first. Well, you know, we'll work our way through this, and because we are studying Cosmic Fire at the same time as some parts of White Magic. How many of you have read the White Magic book? So, you know, it's such a great book, such a great book, you know. Read and reread and reread, you know.
We had to do it as part of the Weaver's course as well, so it's good to
okay.
That's a little bit of a refresher. That's
nice. Absolutely. We need it all the time because we don't necessarily work this way as we could, you know. Mm-hmm. We let Maya take a hold of us. Mm-hmm. Maya is the tendency of the way things are to continue being the way things are, you know. It doesn't break the cycle of a fresh action. We need fresh action to break that cycle. Yeah. And we have, of course, the Cosmic Fire background to help us understand. You know, in a way, you start with Cosmic Fire, and then he just outlines the rules very briefly. Then he takes you later into White Magic, and he really gives you a full outline. But then you find you have to go back to Cosmic Fire in order to, you know, the thing about DK's teaching, it's like an eternal loop. Everything is related to everything else, and you study something, but then when you study something else and you realize it has thrown light upon what you've just studied. So it's like a spherical interaction. Everything is interacting with everything, and the light is increasing as that occurs. So, and I think it's, you know how those XY charts go, but as you get near the Y, closer to the Y axis, everything starts to go up fast. You know, it stays low on the X axis for a long time, and then suddenly it goes up. And that's how illumination works for us. It goes up suddenly, after much preparation. Then it looks to someone as if we have suddenly learned something, when in fact like DK says, all natural processes are very slow, and if something appears to be happening fast, it's only because the proper preparation is behind it. So, you know, here we are, week, you know, month, year after year after year, wondering if anything is happening, but it is. And, you know, we're getting closer to that, to those flashpoints when things can come together for us. And, you know, whether later in this life or in the next couple of incarnations, those fruits will be achieved. So we're good, and we'll start with rule number 7, which has in it a little bit of a review, and we'll come back at we'll start by 9:30 sharp. Okay, start by 9:30 sharp. Okay, welcome, everybody, and we'll see you soon. Just a